The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
On my shoulder, knew about that cola when I was in a stroller. Became a holder, chopping them, getting older, wanting a rover, ducking them rollers, meeting quota. Shot it bipolar, load up like I tried to told ya. When moving the wrong direction, ain't no flexing, then it's over. You want that dojo, G.I. Joe, but you ain't a soldier. Chopper or folder, you not Cobra Commander, you poser. I'm the composer, writer, I'm the odor leaking out of your body, temperature is getting colder. But you sweating and dizzy like a person who ain't sober. Realizing your life is coming quickly to a closure. Losing composure, out of breath like you underwater. 20 seconds in the game and it's the full quota. Prime time, dateline, all the best exposure. Now you're still on the news and everybody knows ya. Yeah, yeah. Get your vest, protect your neck, for fun. Watch how they run and scatter when I go and pull out my. Call me ignorant and young, psycho, sicko. They know that I just can be gun. Violent, crazy, halfway dumb. Don't stop even when the law come. Believe every word out my lung. I'm losing it, snapping, huh? This ain't just no rapping, huh? Back all the way back when you see that shit. Let's go da 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 da. Are you ready to die? Tell me why you choose to tempt me in my face. Tell your body dry, pack that fire. Look at my eye. Had your spirit below me, up flowing in the sky. All black is my attire, looking like an umpire. Toss you in the trash like a bullshit apple fly. Get. By my side. To all the trying to get me is
by my side.
I'm taking some of y'all with me is
by my side.
I'm making sure they won't forget me is
by my side.
To all the trying to get me is
by my side.
I'm taking some of y'all with me is
by my side.
I'm making sure they don't forget me is
by my side.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
By my side.
The murder capital of mayhem, yes, it's thriller. But on your head, how you flowing off in a river? It's cold, you shook, we crooks, your body a quiver. These rappers so tough, but really they softer than pillars. Or chinchilla, a twinkie filler, on a gorilla. They turn the serial assassins for some skrilla. Not me, cause he, I mean him, yes, this. Stay true to what I do, cause I keep it thriller. Be for real, have you ever pulled a... It's serious business, shouting nothing is more iller. No discrimination, you can be chocolate or vanilla. Can't find yourself in the presence of
yeah.
By my side. So all the trying to get me is
by my side.
I'm taking some of y'all with me is
by my side.
It's the Rhea.
Yeah, that's right. It's by my side. By my side, yeah. It's by my side. That's where I'm gonna keep it. By my side. Yeah. All right. Back for the second hour of the Intel Report. Right here on RPN. I'm filling in today for our wonderful founder, God rest his soul. Continue on the fight. Continuing on struggle here. You know, what a wonderful man. I miss my conversations with him. You know, they say true death only happens when you die twice. The first time your body dies, the second time is when your name is no longer spoken. So, John Stadmiller, yes, God bless you, God bless your soul. Just know that you left everything in great hands. Yes, so, that said, I've got to urge you people, tlbtalk.com, get on the social networking. You got kids, you got grandkids. Put them on the network. Tell them to get off Facebook junk. Facebook is like heroin. I'm telling you. It's like straight up heroin. TLB Talk is like a good cup of coffee. That's what I'm told. I don't drink coffee. Anyhow, yes, let's get on over. Well, actually, you know what? Even before that, let me give a shout out to, how you say his name? It's Farron Schoaf.
Farron Schoaf.
Okay, Farron Schoaf. Because that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Give them the bullets first. They want to come take the guns. Give them the bullets first. At that point, you know, forget what's legal and what's not legal. Get them cop killer rounds. Penetrate the vest. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, felons can't have guns. Felons are going to have guns. They're felons. You put a felon tag on somebody, and they no longer care for the law because they can't do anything with their lives anyways, but things that are legal. You keep them out of jobs. You keep them out of schools. You keep them out from everywhere. So what do they care about the law? When it's time for revolution, that's not going to mean anything anyways. When it's time for that militia to go and take back our country from the New World Order corrupted Democrats, that law's not going to matter anyways. Bellows are going to be joining the fight anyhow. So, and before I get ranting again, yeah, let's go to the phone lines. Hold on, people. I know. Let's go with line three. John from Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, hello, V.
Go ahead, brother. Yes, sir. You got a question or comment?
I sure do. Yeah, first comment is you're really making me nervous with all that gangster rap crap in the background. My goodness, it's not even in the background. It's almost drowning you out. Anyway, I hit the
burst. Oh, it's not in the background. It's actually just a song, and it's not crap. If you actually listen to the lyrics, it's more enlightening than most things you're going to hear anywhere else. But go ahead.
Yeah. I hate to burst your bubble about if we don't tell anyone we have guns, they'll never know, or something like that. When we go in to purchase a gun in a commercial store, distributorship, like Turner's out here on the left coast, got to go through a background check, got to fill out some detailed paperwork. Someone's got to check our background to make sure we don't have any felonies. If we have a felony on our record, doesn't matter whether it's a violent felony or a nonviolent felony. Like a nonviolent one would be someone who just stole some money or something, you know. And And I know a guy who went to prison for a couple of years and had nothing to do with guns, had nothing to do with physical violence. Anyway, so the question has been always asked but not answered.
Well, how is that person in my bubble? How is that person in my bubble?
I'm getting to that. I just gave you the background. The questions that have been asked for many years now, at least 10 years, 15 years, that I know of, what do the federal agencies who are involved with reviewing my application to purchase a gun, what do they do with all this information? Do they just store it somewhere and save it? I've never heard of anyone getting an answer that it's being destroyed after we purchase the gun. So they already know we have guns. They already know those of us who buy them from a commercial a store. Now, if you get them from your a distant cousin or something, and it's just a private deal, that's different. You know, private weapons dealer, that's different.
Well, that doesn't defy what I'm saying. That just because you go apply for a gun and get it, the government knows. That doesn't mean they're notifying everybody on the block.
It doesn't mean what?
It doesn't mean just because you go and buy a gun, yeah, the government knows, but they're not notifying everybody on the block. That's up to you.
See, it does apply, because when push comes to shove, which is the direction we're going, and they want to go and round up the guns, they're going to make sure everyone on the block is notified, or in the subdivision, or in the city, or in the county, or in the state. Why would they not? They're the ones who are pushing these red flag laws.
Well, legally, they couldn't. And the point of the red flag laws is that somebody that you know personally is reporting you. So if you have people around you that don't know that you have the gun personally, you don't have any problems. Now, if the government suspects you of something, that's a totally different other subject.
What I'm saying is, and it sounded like this is the direction you were going, is that the way to not, if we get to the point where they're going to come and round up the guns, which, you know, that's the direction we're going. You know that, right?
That's where they want to go.
Gun confiscation. And that's not being directed by just, the local county, local county sheriff. It's being directed by the FBI and the Attorney General of the United States in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, aren't they going to go and say, oh, by the way, just to make it easier for you to round up the guns, here are the people we know who've got them. They already did background checks through us.
That would be a constitutional violation. That's a privacy issue.
Do you think they're worried about the Constitution, V? Give me a break.
Doesn't matter.
Give me a break, V. Oh, geez.
What you don't understand is they need a way around things. That's the whole point of this report. If you see something, report it. Because if they don't have any suspicion reason to go in, they can't do anything. So that's why they're having these people snitch. That's the whole point of the red flag laws, they're using the people against you to snitch so that they can circumvent. Now, I'm not saying in your situation that things couldn't happen. They'll find a way to circumvent. They're going to always find a way to circumvent if we let them.
And it doesn't matter whether it's in accordance or against the Constitution. They've been breaking the Constitution in major ways for as long as I've been living.
Longer than we've been living, yeah. I agree.
That's right, yeah. All these foreign wars, they're all based on a bunch of lies.
Yeah.
9/11 was based on a big lie.
I'm not disagreeing.
The Trade Tower in 1993, that was also a big lie.
You got it.
Yeah, well, I mean... So what am I not making clear here? when they want to do something, which they will want to do eventually, they will want to confiscate all the weapons.
The point of it is,
want to drag us into those FEMA camps that they've been building for 20, 30 years
ago. But let them do it. But the thing is, let them do it. We don't need to be complicit.
They will do it.
But, again, we don't need to be complicit. We don't need to be used for them to take away our rights, to violate us.
How would
that
happen?
That's my point is.
What is your point,
then? We don't need to be... I'm literally telling you. We, the people, don't need to be used for them to do that. Let them go ahead and break the law straight out of the gate themselves. Don't let them, hey, if you see anybody, report it to us. Don't be a reporter to these people. That's my point.
Well, no, I don't know of anyone who would do that, because the people I know all have guns.
But there are some
so
people
what sense
out
does
there
it make?
That would.
I don't think the average person would care.
And
none of us
goes
around bragging about it.
You would be surprised, though. There are people out there, like this guy in the presentation I just said, there are people out there jealous of you who might get angry at you, they'll report you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know of anyone who does that, who goes around bragging about they have guns, and I know they have guns.
Lucky you, sir. Lucky you. But that's not the case with everybody.
But that's not the only way it's going to happen, is my point.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay. That's all I wanted to get to. Thanks a lot, V.
All right.
And by the way,
yeah. Yes, sir.
Happy 4th of July and enjoy all your freedoms, because you won't have them for very long.
I'm telling everybody that too, my man. Thank you. Enjoy your life.
Right,
and
bye-bye.
But fight for your rights too, though. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. Thanks, V.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. These people are going to do what they're going to do, but we don't need to be helping them. We don't need to be complicit. We don't need these libtards ratting us out. You know, you're at this point, you're like Anne Frank in the attic because you have a gun. Don't let these libtards know that you have a gun, because it's only going to complicate things. I agree with our caller. If they're going to come after our guns, they're going to come after our guns, but we should not make it easy for them. We really shouldn't. All right, so let's continue on with the phone lines here. Oh, yes, there's the man I want to talk to. We got Andy in Texas. Line one, go ahead.
Hey, V, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm doing fine. When we talk about, okay, well, first off, let's go here. Farron's show, 8 to 10, Saturday morning, Central Time. He won't be on the show tomorrow. It'll be, I think it's, what's his name from New Jersey? Paul from New Jersey, I think, is going to take the helm for him tomorrow. So should be an interesting show. Anyway, having said that, talking about the guns, I mean, you know, come for the gold, give them the lead first. Come for the guns, give them the bullets first. Yeah, that's Farron Schoaf's, that's his motto. But when we're talking about the guns, the first thing people need to keep in mind, okay, first off, they're doing everything they possibly can to take our weapons away from us, okay? And now they're even talking about being able to sue the manufacturer of the weapon. So now they're setting
which
a precedent for
it.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're setting a precedent for GMC, Chrysler, all these cars that, you know, you mow somebody down. Now I can sue GM because I steered into these people. How do you
okay,
sue
hold
Remington
on, hold on, hold on, hold,
you...
hold that point. Hold that point. I think we're taking a, we take a break at this time? Okay, let's take a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, guys.
No reason to get excited. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
All right, yes. I just want to say, you know, John in Rancho Cucamonga, California, you know, you're right. You're definitely right. I feel you all the way. It's just I just want to make it clear to everybody. My entire point is that if the government wants to take away our rights, let them try. But we the people should not be taking away our own rights. We shouldn't be helping. That's just the whole point of that's the whole point of the red flag laws issue. Excuse me. So I'm on the same side as you guys. Trust me. And yes, I'm going to be culturing you guys with a little bit of rap sometimes. So tune up your minds and see if you can follow the lyrics. You know, master the language for a reason. Okay? All right. So let's get back with Andy here. And Andy was making the point, you know, I thought about that too, you know, driving down the road, you know, it's like hand on the wheel, right? I'm at 12 o'clock, hand on the wheel. You know, I drive down the road, I keep my hand at 12 o'clock, I'm a nobody. You know, go all the way to 2 o'clock on that wheel, I'm on national freaking news. Promoting everybody down on the sidewalk. So, yeah, I mean, Should we be suing that guy that drove through that parade? I mean, is anybody going to sue the manufacturer of that vehicle? Are people suing Boeing or anybody else for the planes that crash? I mean, come on, let's get realistic. This is just a total takedown. They're trying to do a takedown of these. You know, I've spoken to some of these people trying to get some interviews. You know, I can only get so far with some of these people at these companies because they can't say much. But I've spoken to some of these people, and it's like they're doing a good job protecting their necks because they've broken off into different companies. They'll break off into some other company. They'll break off into ammunition manufacturing sector, and this part over here just makes this part of the gun over here. They're protecting themselves quite well, and I commend them for doing that. But yes, go ahead, Andy. You still there?
Yeah, I believe I'm still here. So they want to come get our weapons and they want to sue the manufacturers for it, and they're not doing that for any other company whatsoever at all. I mean, if I had a True Value pitchfork and I killed somebody with it, could the person's family sue True Value for the pitchfork? Because I use it. So none of this makes any sense. So it's obvious they are coming after our guns. Well, what's the most obvious thing that the reason that they are coming after our guns? If you don't have enough reason right now to shoot these people, and we certainly do, but if you don't, they're going to do something. That's why they want the guns gone. They want you vulnerable to a point where, hey, it doesn't matter now. You know, because with the guns, I mean, yeah, we might be punitive to them in comparison to what they have, but we're still a force to be reckoned with. And I don't think they want to play that role. They'd rather have us disarmed. But I still think they'll go through with their BS, even if they can't get the arms out of our hands there, V.
Well, I can tell you, I kind of want it to go in that direction. I kind of want something, because the more and more you squeeze, the more and more you back somebody into a corner, you know, it's going to be obvious that you're going to have to fight your way out. So, I mean, when they confiscate all the guns and they go totalitarian, you know, throwing us in the wood chipper and making us eat soil and green. You know, when we get backed into that corner, you're going to have the 3D printer gun manufacturing. We're going to get rearmed, and we're going to go take these suckers out.
There's some
great minds out there that can make stuff happen.
You got the food factor right now, okay? So guns aren't that important right now until the food is gone, and then guns are going to be very important because we're going to have to shoot our food if we can find any of it, and we might even be shooting our neighbors. Food is a factor right now. Over 90 processing plants in this country, not processing plants, but if you think of food in the nature that it is, even chicken farms and egg farms and this and that that have been blown up and stuff, that's processing. It was all waiting to come to resale. So all this stuff is being blown up. This is where, I mean, these guys did a great job. Right off the bat, after they did the Ukraine distraction from COVID-19, boom, they went and killed our food supply, shut off our oil right off the bat when Biden got in. Boom. We had, you know, a whole bunch of freighters out in the harbors and stuff. They're not there anymore. Those people left or we didn't unload it. There's a lot of stuff that's not even, there's truckers in Oakland Harbor. They're not picking stuff up anymore. Like, I used to come here to pick up chopped up meat. Beef, no more. Smithfield is shut down in California because they can't afford the taxes anymore, which is a Chinese company. But, yeah, I mean, that's probably part of the program. Look what they're doing. Everything that they're doing right now, V, is they're shutting us down like they're about to invade us. The only question at my point right now is who in the hell is going to invade us? Or are we already invaded from our southern border? I mean, where does this go? V, none of this makes any sense.
Well, it does
from their perspective.
Well, and see, all these things, they They go together. You're absolutely right. And I just played these scenarios in my head all the time. So yeah, you have all these people that they're catching and releasing into our pond, which is the United States of America. And after a while, they're going to wait till they flooded us with enough of them, these illegals. Then they're going to be like, oh, okay, crime has risen. And, you know, we're going to have a new villain. Because that's what it's all about, the boogeyman that they put in front of us. Oh, it's the CIA. Oh, it's the guy with the turban. Oh, it's the guy with the do-rag on. You know, they keep cycling. It's all about cycling. Because as awareness and rights are being fought for, the social political landscape turns and evolves. You know, I mean, remember when you could call somebody a towel head? You can't do that anymore, right? So they have to cycle these things. And I do apologize for that derogatory term. I'm just using it as an example.
No green squishy for you.
Yeah, so they need the new boogeyman. And so we're running out of boogeyman because this thing with Russia will fade eventually. So the next people that are going to be the villain is all the people that they've let in. Oh, and it's right here on American soil.
The question is, V, the question is, when and where do the people stand up? And the problem is, there's not enough informed people. There's not enough informed people. We still haven't got RBN's name out there. You know why I know this? Well, okay, maybe there's a bunch of shy people out there. But the way I know this is we've got the same callers. I'm a victim of it. I call in all the time, too. But we've got the same callers with very few newer callers calling in and stuff. So we're not expanding enough. And it's not just RBN. It's not on your shoulders. It's every damn radio station that's talking some sort of truth. I don't even care if they're lying about some of it. As long as they're putting some truth out, at least we're getting some stuff out. And this is a problem. InfoWars, that's a good one. But then you hear Hillary Clinton in front of Congress. We're in an info war, and we're losing that war. Well, I would say if she came in there today, she would say it reverse. We're in an info war, and we are winning the war, because they really are. Because this TV, holy, I wanted to say a bad one, but this TV has really destroyed our nation. Because I even called into a local TV station, KCBD, and left them a message telling them, you guys are going to be held responsible. If we can take back our country, y'all going to be held responsible, because you're just flat-out liars, and you're responsible for thousands of deaths in the Lubbock County area that gets your reception and stuff. I mean, stupid stuff like that. That makes me a target. Who cares? Whatever. Hey, we're all going to die anyway, right, V?
Well, we're all going to die, but it's how you get there. You know what they say? It's not the destination, but it's the journey. I don't want to be a whirlwind tornado before I go down.
but I don't need no glory. I mean, I'm not gonna do it. I mean, yeah, I want to be a whirlwind too, but I'm not gonna do it. Because I'm going to do it because it's something I felt like I needed to do. And I know you feel the same way. And a lot of people feel the same way. You're going to make your stand when you make your stand. And it's going to be your stand. And, you know, it might be fruitful or it might be your demise. And that's what we ought to look forward to. I'll let you go there, V. You probably got more people on the line. Talk to you soon.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. And, yeah, you know, the TV has destroyed a lot of minds. That's why they call it the idiot box. Mind control. Yes, I absolutely agree with that. I go into a rage if I have to listen to MSN, BC. Is that what it is, MSNBC? Yeah. News clip. You know, CNN used to... this is bad. You know, CNN, but... when did MSNBC go so hardcore to the left? I mean, they're so left, they're hanging off the edge of the world. And it's sort of like MSNBC is like the Joe Biden of of networks. Hell bent on destroying the nation. I truly believe it is in my belief system that we have made fun of Biden so much that he hates us. I believe he hates every American. We have made fun of him. We have called, I mean, everybody calls him a moron and an idiot. I've never heard someone being called a moron and an idiot in a public forum worldwide so much in my life. I think he holds the World's Guinness Book world record of being called a moron and an idiot and demented. I think, you know, if I were in position of power, and I, that's all I'm hearing on the news, I would be hell-bent in destroying America. Oh, yeah, you guys don't like me? Well, here, we'll take this. Take that. At this point, we need impeachment. We need to impeach this waste of human life. That's what it is. You know, all these libtards that want to follow him. You know, I've been thinking long and hard about this abortion issue. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, the conservatives are right. And, you know, liberals are wrong. But, you know what? Liberals want abortions? Let them have it. That's less liberals around. That's less irresponsible people to have around. That's less chaotic people to have around. Let them have it. You know, the liberal that thinks it's okay to have a gangbang on the weekends and get pregnant and doesn't know which one is her father. Well, guess what? She's not mother material anyways. Let her get the abortion. Please. Oh, yes. So we got more people on the line here. And... Yeah, you know what? Let's hop them on in here. We got Roger Landry, the one and only, coming on to the program. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm listening to you talk about mainstream media like you got no respect for them.
Oh, my goodness. I go into a rage with MSNBC.
You do understand what's happened. I mean, what most people don't understand is, look, I'm going to be 68 years old in a couple of months. What most people don't understand is when I was a kid, that was where you got the truth. That's where you got your news. That is where you knew what was going on in the world. Today, it is owned by the same people we rail against. It is owned by the liberalists of the planet who decide that everything you know and everything you do should be scripted by them. And the truth has no place in that.
Hey, no, it's all political agenda. It's all corporate interest.
Yes. And if you stop and take a look at the difference from... Say, and you know, I'm not one that's going to tell you that Fox is perfect and Fox puts out only the truth, but you get someone like Tucker Carlson who comes on and does a rant, and you listen to it and you know that it strikes home, okay?
Yeah.
And then you switch the channel and you've got Don Lemon there, and he's telling you how good Joe Biden is, how the country's never been better, how we're so lucky he's there, and how he's going to beat the pants off of anybody, and because of what a great job he's done, there's going to be a blue wave in November of 2022. And I grab hold of the bucket and I puke in it.
Do you think Don Lemon is a top or a bottom?
Look, I've got to tell you something. They all do their job. They do exactly what they get paid for, and if they don't do it, they get fired. It has long been, when we're talking about liberal mainstream media, it has been a long time since they were actually news reporters. What they are today is paid actors. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. They read a script, whether they believe it or not, and that's what they're paid to do. If they were to go out and do their own research and get on their show and tell the truth, they wouldn't be there the next day.
Well, and something that I had been ranting about for some time, and it's, I tell people, you know, this is, I don't know. I remember even back in the day, I hated watching the news as a small child, obviously. It's nothing to do with me. It's not interesting. It's not entertaining. I'd rather go play with my Legos. You know, but I remember back in the day, you got more reporting, whether it was true or not. You got more reporting, hey, here's the weather, and here's some cute puppy, it shows over. Now we have political commentators.
That's
the one staring preach. Just give me the news and F off. I don't want to hear your opinions. I don't want to hear your indoctrination. I tell people, you know, if you want political commentary, tune into a show like mine. Tune into anybody's radio show. That's talk radio. That's what it's for. Don't get your talk radio content from a so-called news reporting station.
The Nightly News Hour. Yes. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, my friend, I heard you talking, and I just wanted to jump in and throw in my two cents, and I appreciate what you're discussing. And I'll let someone else have a chance to talk, because you and I both know I could talk until the end of your show, and I'm not going to do that.
Well, would you like to plug TLBtalk.com before you go?
I will plug TLBtalk as long as people understand that your host today is the Director of Special Projects for TLBtalk, which is one of the newest and most unique social media platforms on the planet, because we're discussing liberal lies. If you really want to be able to tell the truth and not be shadow banned or kicked to the curb for it, or not be put on a 30-day vacation for it, if you really would like to know the truth and speak the truth, go to TLBtalk.com. The only thing that's going to get you kicked off there, because it is a true First Amendment platform, the only thing that will get you kicked off there is being so vulgar it's insane, or absolutely breaking the law. The First Amendment guarantees you a platform, and we're going to offer you that platform. What the First Amendment doesn't offer you is an audience. If you're stupid, if you don't come prepared, you don't have an audience, and we don't owe you that. But if you know what you're talking about and you can educate, you're going to thrive.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Roger. I appreciate you calling in.
I appreciate you. You have a great rest of the show, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Enjoy your 4th of July weekend.
Thank you, sir. You too. Bye.
All righty. There you have it. The saint himself, Roger Landry. Oh, man. I tell you what. We're fighting. Fighting. For what's right, the truth, freedom. You know, just it's such a just a $1 trillion business to control what you think. Freedom of thought is free. Okay. And you know, I think 100 years from now, you know, we're going to have implants in our heads, although we're already connected to the mind cloud, NSA, their chemtrail spraying. But, you know, when it becomes commercialized and we have the implants in our heads, they're going to be controlling what we think. The actual audacity of Elon Musk, you know, trying to have these experiments with these plugs and pigs' heads, you know, so we can make phone calls with our brains. Obviously, somebody's going to start controlling our minds. I mean, if you're going to get something implanted in your head to connect with the world, well, guess what? Why don't you just... You can be more vulnerable. Why not just open up your front door to your house, open up all the windows, and lay naked in your bed with no weapons? Why not just dump all your jewelry out on the front porch, all your food, and say, hey, world. But anyways, I'm getting off on a tangent here. Let's get back to the phone line, shall we? We have our wonderful caller, Pat. I do believe that's line 5, Fort Worth. Go ahead.
Thank you. Never know what I'm going to say, right? Well,
never know.
I went to Conservapedia and looked up gun control. First of all, don't let them define the words.
Gun control. Brilliant. See? Brilliant statement.
And don't let them, well, they always use words like protective. They're going to protect society or children or something. They're doing that right now. But I was going to read a couple of things here. It says, all political power, this is Chairman Mao, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, the guns can never be used to command the party. Yep.
Exactly.
It says, Joseph Stalin, he said, ideas are more powerful than guns. We would not let our enemies have guns. Why should we let them have ideas? And
yeah.
Vladimir Lenin, a system of licensing and registration is a perfect device to deny a gun our ownership to the bourgeoisie.
Well, it tells you something. When you have to register something, it tells you something. Registry, or reg, is Latin for king. To register something is to issue to the king, or to give ownership away to the king. Now, does the United States of America have a king? Do we have a monarchy? It should be legal to register anything. It should not be legal. Period. But yes, go ahead.
Vladimir Lenin says one man with a gun can control 100 without one. But I thought Trump was having it so you could make guns without numbers on them and all kind of ways. But I don't know if that's still in effect. That's probably not. So I just thought I'd throw that one in. And I wanted to say, too, that the people, there's a preacher who does he does outside ministry meetings with almost a Trump following type of that many, you know. And he decided to go on the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge and have a meeting. And the police on there said, oh, you don't know how welcome you are. You do not know how many people are coming to jump off of this bridge. They're so depressed. And we can't even stop them all. So there's the problem. People just need to not be so depressed. You know, that they would actually shoot themselves with a gun or be crazy and go out and shoot other people if they just trusted God. And that he will make a way. You don't have to jump off the bridge or all that stuff. You know me, but don't you be? I mean, it's the truth.
I remember back in days when, you know, I think myself sound old, but I remember back in days when, you know, you just lost all your marbles and you just stripped down naked and went streaking down the street. just for screw it. Screw life, screw everything. Just run naked down the street. Then they get arrested, then, you know, life comes into more perspective and they go back to their normal selves. Not that I want to see anybody streaking. Most people, I would not want to see that. But, Pat, I want to thank you for calling in. We are strapped for time. I got to get some more calls in before the show ends. Thank you. It's always wonderful to hear you, your voice. Let's go with Glenn and Philly. Line one, go ahead.
Hello, hello. Okay, I called to disagree a little bit with you.
Okay.
While I understand your frustration about the abortion issue, I have to disagree heartily with what you said a few minutes ago about just go ahead and let them have
it. It's not a real strong stance. I really don't know where I sit with it, but go ahead.
Well, okay. So especially for the Christian contingent, okay, the issue is the sacredness of human life. Okay, so
yes, absolutely.
You don't go surrendering the moral high ground for the sake of expediency or numbers. Or let them have what they want, you know, they get what they deserve or something. But meanwhile, you're still killing millions of babies. So you have these millions of murders going on.
Yeah.
So from the Christian standpoint, the life is sacred. So you can't really just say, okay, you know, let them have what they want. Their numbers will flag as they're killing themselves. Actually, there already is a particular population segment that suffers from that phenomenon, and it is black women for sure.
Yes,
Dr.
absolutely.
Stan Monteith was known for saying the most dangerous place in the world for a black woman was in her mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
And
right on it, sir.
Yes, yeah. We've seen that with the Chinese, with women in general. Now the Chinese have way too many men, women, and they're telling the soldiers that they're going to get their brides from America, when they conquer America, they can go ahead and get their brides from America. So, you know, groups that do succumb, you know, to abortion do end up suffering in numbers. That's true. But that's not the way we want to win. We want to win literally the hearts and the minds, you know, and the Christian contingent, it's, you know, can get people to believe in Jesus and be saved from sin themselves, and that changes the whole approach to sex and love and marriage and covenant
and
conception,
Glenn,
and all that.
I get this call all the time, and I get this exact same thing all the time from Christians, but not everybody will be a Christian. So what do
no,
we do?
No, well, you know, no. Well, okay, so some people say, oh, we have a Christian nation. I said, we have a specifically not non-Christian nation. We saw, you know, the havoc of state churches over in Europe. Italy has the Catholic Church. Germany has the Lutheran and the Catholic Church. You know, there's a, you know, UK has the Anglican Church. Okay, so, yeah, we do. So we don't have a Christian America, but what we have is a system that's supposed to provide a level playing field, such that if the Christians get off their lazy boys and do something, they can have an effect. So it's not the goal isn't to save the entire thing; it's to have an effect. And you know, even in Christ Himself said, "Broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and many there be who go in thereat. Narrow is the way and straight is the gate that leads to life, and few there be that find it." So even Christianity itself is only striving to help bring about God's remnant. It's not trying to save the world.
I would definitely say if everyone had the same religion, these kind of issues would be a lot easier to solve, for sure.
Yeah, but unfortunately, tyrants take those over too.
we've seen
quite a tyranny in the name of organized religion too. So, you know,
absolutely,
I kind of stick with the school of thought that says the body of Christ is an organism, not an organization.
But there you go.
But it's to have an effect, and to you know, to offer the good news to those who will receive it. But anyway, and then evangelicals, for example, in the abortion issue, are often accused of, you know, wanting to persuade women to go ahead and have their babies, but they don't do anything about the financial needs associated with that. And that's
there you go.
That may
You're
be,
speaking the truth, brother.
There may be too much truth to that, but there are also organizations that help. There are a lot of couples out there looking to adopt. and drove by a sign of, a location of an adoption agency recently, and not hear as much about that, but there are still not a lot of people out there wanting to adopt. So
I can add to your point, I mean, I actually looked at the stats, and there's about three quarters of a million abortions done a year. And you know what these evil scientists are doing with all these aborted fetuses. You know, they're coming up with all kinds of bioweapons to use against us.
Well, and all kinds of chemical stuff, doing all sorts of, barbaric use of chemicals.
Barbarism.
And stuff and,
I believe in the sanctity of life and all that stuff, too. I actually agree with you 100%. But if you're going to have heathens out there that are going to do it no matter what, then where do we stand? It's a choice, right? It's a choice to go and kill somebody. It's a choice to kill somebody in your womb. I'm 100% against that morally. But what are we going to do?
Yeah, well, we're not going to solve the problem any more than we're going to solve the problem of poverty.
We hear Jesus saying, "The poor you will have among you always, and you may do good to them whenever you will." I'm sure that a lot of Christians who are millennialists believe that Christ will return and literally reign on the earth for 1,000 years. Now, certainly, where you should, in the just and beneficent monarchy, the benevolent monarchy of Christ, I'm sure many of these problems will be remedied, but they'll be remedied from the top down in a very stern manner, as Christ rules with the nations with a rod of iron. And it's going to be a fairly stringent agenda for righteousness during that time. So, but anyway, all right, well, thank you.
Okay. Well, Glenn, I don't disagree with anything you said. I would hope that you call my late show sometimes. We can have more discussions like this. You're a guy with your head on your shoulders and a good heart. And I do believe we need to start reaching out to people for sure and hope they do the right thing, right?
Yeah, hopefully, yes. And it's, I'm very troubled by too much apocalyptic speculation these days as well.
Signs are happening.
Yes. And if you just look at the number of, the burgeoning of the population and the diminishment of resources, certainly that alone is enough. But we don't need to have people screaming every time there's a lunar eclipse or a tornado or something.
Well, Glenn, we have run out of all time. Thank you so much for calling in. This has been a wonderful show. I love you guys. You guys are wonderful. I see the wonderful people that John used to talk to. You guys are great. I thank you for supporting the network. And, hey, continue to listen in and support the network. And let's get through these hard times. So, all right, I'll catch you next time. Have a wonderful 4th of July weekend, guys. Thank you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.